This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Alaskans are still reeling today from news that their senior senator, Republican Ted Stevens, has been indicted on felony charges. Federal prosecutors say he failed to disclose gifts worth hundreds of thousands of dollars from the oil services company known as Veeco.
Senator Stevens is the biggest political figure in Alaska. He's got a lot of friends there and some enemies, too. But Alaska Public Radio Network's Annie Fite finds most people just shocked and saddened by the news.
It's hard to overestimate the importance of Ted Stevens to Alaska. He helped usher the territory into statehood 50 years ago, and since then, he's made sure Alaska, so far removed from the rest of the country, is never forgotten in Washington.
Oh, I don't think you can find anybody bigger. Yeah, it'd be very hard to point to someone who's had more influence.
That's Carl Shepro, political science professor at the University of Alaska in Anchorage. He says the federal indictment against Stevens is serious, but he's not sure it will have serious implications for his popularity in the state, at least not yet.
I've always thought that basically the only thing that's going to keep him from capturing any votes is to be convicted of something. The indictment doesn't mean too much in a lot of people's minds.
84-year-old Stevens is the longest-serving Republican in the U.S. Senate. He's a hero to many rural residents for making sure federal funds reach far-flung Alaska communities. Mark Springer lives in Bethel, a small town on Alaska's western tundra, where gas costs nearly $6 a gallon and many residents are struggling to pay their bills. Springer says Stevens deserves better for all he's done for Alaska. His crime was a minor paperwork mistake.
All he's been is indicted on checking an incorrect box on a form. That's basically the scope of the indictment.
But not everyone in the state is ready to forgive Stevens for the alleged crime. Lou Webb lives in the fishing town of Unalaska, an island community halfway out the Aleutian chain. She says it's important to investigate the charges that Stevens accepted valuable, unreported gifts.
If you're hiding that kind of money, you need to be indicted for it. So, I mean, gifts, somebody's paying him off for something. We need to find out what and why.
And in Juneau, Alaska's capital, Teresa Ransom Stimpfel says the indictment casts a cloud over the entire state.
Oh my gosh, it's embarrassing being from Alaska with your senator being indicted. It's embarrassing. I mean, what's the rest of the country going to think? All of us Alaskans were so greedy with our oil money, and then our lawmakers go and are trying to get more for themselves, and I think it's shameful.
Stevens released a statement yesterday saying he's innocent of the charges and will prove it. In the coming months, he'll be juggling his defense with the toughest re-election battle he's faced in years. The day before the indictment came out, Stevens was already anticipating a difficult campaign trip next month in Alaska.
I've got to depend upon traveling the state and renewing acquaintances and make people understand what I have done, and to tell them one single thing. I've been there for you every time you were in trouble. It looks like I might be in trouble this time, and I want you to be for me. Now that's going to be the campaign.
If the initial reaction in Alaska is any indication, Senator Stevens will put up a strong fight to retain his seat. Many Alaskans across party lines said they planned on voting for him before the indictment, and the new federal charges wouldn't change a thing. For NPR News, I'm Annie Fite in Anchorage.